Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here with Valentina Martelli of ITTV. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angelo. Thank you.
Here, nearly closing your presence in Venice, right?
Yes.
And which was very intense. You had many, there were a couple of very good and important meetings that you organized. Everything was based on the evolution of audiovisual production, right? From the from storytelling to technology. There are two different like institutions, I would say. So there is ITTV and TIE,
yes,
which is Tech and Entertainment.
Correct.
So how did those meetings go?
Well, first of all, Angelo, you should come with us and wrap up all the presentation because that was the best.
I'm ready.
I'm really available. Good. I'm really available. Good. You should come to the next step, which is Los Angeles at the end of October. Everything went very well. You nail it correctly. What we did is during here Venice, we hosted two different panels touching the topic of the evolution of the audiovisual from different areas. So from the storytelling, because of course, as core of any kind of story, there is the story, to the technology aspect, because today there is no entertainment without technology. We can go back to special effect, but today from distribution will become digital to the world of the metaverse, to the introduction of AI, and you know that's a very touchy topic now, to how you can find a different financing blockchain. So here in LA, we hosted, as you said, two conversations or panels. The first one was Metamorphosis. So we play with the name of Metamorphosis. How it changed entertainment from animation to any kind of other audiovisual production in the immersive world. So we know that there are so much talking about, the use of XR and VR and how content are translating from game to other kind of, content itself. So TV series or short movie and Apple and Meta and their new visors are going to be very instrumental to this story. So we need to be ready because we need to provide content that are created for this kind of device. So we discussed that with the people who approach that from the educational standpoint, because the moment you have to create new content, you have to have new professions, like for instance the showrunner of a TV series is a different kind of showrunner for an immersive kind of experience.
Well, the product is different, so the showrunner
and the animation aspect. Animation is always ahead of technology, but animation has to change in this kind of world. To a technical standpoint, where this company who does compression of video, so they are instrumental to put all this video, this huge content inside a visor, and without giving you that nausea kind of effect. So this is a conversation we'll carry on in LA as well. So we did that panel. That sounds very niche, but actually it's very interesting. I personally find it very interesting. And then we had the storytelling. So Italy has to change their approach to become international and have international attention, keeping the diversity and the reality of the Italian storytelling, but matching the requests and the interests of international public. So we did that. We had there.
This is a very huge
topic.
Gigantic one, yeah.
And that's why we wanted to nail it from different kind of aspect. We had Nicola Borelli, which is from the Minister, for the Minister of Culture. Then we had Nicola Meccanico, which represent Cinecittà. And then we had Maria Pia Mirati, which is from RAI. Tini Andreatta, which is from Netflix, a producer Maria Grazia Sacca from Titanus, and Roberto Stabile, which represent the international connection of Italian audiovisual. So we wanted to have different opinion because, as you said, it's so big and there are so much to talk. So, yes, to answer shortly, it was very, very busy, very busy.
And now you're moving to LA.
Yes.
So, the end of October, the meeting will... How many days is it?
3 years. Three years? No, 3 days. Okay. 3 days.
Pretty long.
Pretty long.
3 days. So it's going to be the third edition.
It's the fifth edition in Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah, I know it sounds like yesterday, but yeah, time goes by so fast. So yes, that was 2019 that myself and Cristina Scognamiglio started this venture, which is called ITTV International Forum, because we I live in LA, so I think it's very important to say that. I've been living in LA for 20 years. And I remember at the beginning when I was talking to American, I was asking, what do you know about Italian cinema, about television? And mostly it was like Sophia Loren or Mastroianni, or maybe, you know, people were like, oh, what's the name of that guy who jumped when he received, you know, the Oscar? So that was what they knew. But then suddenly, 2017, and that's the year in which Subur arrived on Netflix internationally, they were like, oh, by the way, we saw that show Gomorrah, or we have this show on that is called My Brilliant Friend. Yeah. So there was that moment in which we're like, okay, this is the moment in which we can open a conversation industry, and you know, because that's what we do. It's not an award, it's a forum in which the conversation started between Italy and United States. And this year we're going to open to Canada, Israel, because, you know, international co-production and production and distribution is growing. You hear
If you know, I mean, streaming has completely changed the world of production
completely.
And distribution. And on, like, the good side of it probably is that they need so much product, so much content, that they first foster a little bit the quantity of things that needs to be produced.
Absolutely.
So, and co-production is the only way to do it, because non-single country besides US has the economical strength to do everything by itself. So
true. And also, I always make this joke, America at some point is going to wake up and realize they're not just exporter, but they're a huge importer. Because they still have this tendency to look at their belly button. You know, that's what you do is all American, is all Hollywood, but it's not true. You just have to look at the streamer and what people choose. It's not anymore.
No, but you know, I think that little by little we understand that, because they are changing a little bit models. They're adding new models to the old model of the streamer, because, you know, they move so much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Besides, yeah. I mean, just in US, I think that the amount of money that they move is gigantic. If you add that to, you know, Amazon Europe, Netflix Europe, and Netflix East, Middle East, so there is, like, potentially they could live forever with the content that they have now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The unscripted might have some unscripted show, like, I don't know, American Got Talent or The Voice or something like that, or American Idol could have some problems because they are hosted, and I'm talking about the fact that there is a strike right now, they're hosted by celebrity, but the rest, you know, they can have everything at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny, because I was talking with a guy, with another guy from industry, about this, the impact of the strike on both TV and TV streamers and cinema. And he was saying to me that he was pretty convinced that this thing would reach conclusion very soon, because, you know, the studios, and they don't have enough material in their warehouses in order to cover the gap of all the stuff that has not been done since the strike began. So probably it's true that they will revive stuff that maybe they left aside, but they need to find a, because, you know, otherwise the mechanism just will stop.
You know, this is not going to make me popular, but I'm very critical about this situation. Living in LA after the pandemic, you know, LA is the industry, and so if you live in Los Angeles, you now see that you were starting to see that the city was starting to come back to life because there were production. But when I'm talking about production, I'm not just talking about the industry itself, but, you know, you have to think about the dry cleaner or catering or the driver. This is a city that is built around, I would say, 80% around that industry. So it's starting, finally, you're starting to go back, economy starting to go back, people starting to go back, and suddenly all come to a halt because of these two strikes. So there are real people that are not business.
Everybody's affected.
That directly are struggling.
Not directly. But it's also true, on the other hand, that the world has changed. The world of audiovisual, as you know, because it's your job, has changed so much that we cannot. I mean, some changes in some contractual changes needs to be done.
Yes.
There is no discussion about that. So we'll hope. Let's hope that.
What worries me a little bit is today, LA Time, just a few hours ago, released this article, was mentioning that SAG is urging all the other unions who are now striking. And we're talking about, for instance, the union of the people who work in the hotels. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that has not been told very often, but there are strikes all over LA of employees of big hotels that are outside. So they're urging them to get together and to keep going on with this. So if that's the case,
I think that, you know, the model of the old-fashioned capitalistic model needs to be a little bit rearranged.
Yes.
Not canceled, but just rearranged, because otherwise
revise
is a good word, right? Revise is a good word. So you guys, basically, just to close up, you had those 2 days, two events, meetings, panel here in Venice. Now you're going to refresh a little bit and move to LA. Which are the dates of ITTV?
October 30, 31st, and November 1st. Mm. We're going to have ITTV, 2 days of ITTV and 1 day of tech and entertainment, where we're going to touch all the topic about international production, co-production, distribution, technology applied to entertainment, so financing in blockchain, all this aspect. We have new partner, which is CAA, which is Creative Artist Agency.
Yeah.
Which is a great partner for us to have. And then, of course, we are Italian. Shouldn't we party a little bit sometimes?
Oh, I hope you eat a lot.
We eat, drink, and party at the end of each day.
Very good. So thanks a lot to Valentina Martelli for ITTV here in Venice, to have been our guest, my guest today here, and Fred from Radio. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Venice Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.